Let's listen to her first song, and then we'll talk for a little bit. Here is Lindsay Libro.
Past 10 and I'm in my notes app, crying again, push another sinking feeling away. Spell out the words you know I'll never say. Arcade full of games you're to lose. It's my future, the bad guys get to choose. It's exhausting, never knowing what comes next and always showing signs of a girl with the wasted potential. Watch what she does with her brain instead of med school. She could be a doctor, she could be a lawyer, but what is she to do with a beat up guitar? Oh. Falling in place. Don't have her beauty, I don't have her face. Reflect on a life I could have led. Their doubt living rent free in my head. Rosy cheeks, red carpet streets, they shine so bright, but they won't ever shine for me. What she does with her brain instead of med school. She could be a doctor, she could be a lawyer, but what is she to do with the beat up guitar? What will she do when the dream doesn't pan out? Waiting on tables to pay for her rent. Now tell me, what's the backup after all the streaming? Girl, you need a real job, I don't know what you're thinking.
Lindsay Libro, what a great song. Do you like to begin with that song when you play?
Well, I actually usually end with this song when I do my sets, because I think it just like perfectly closes it out. But I thought I'd start with this one for a change, since it's my most well-known song.
Yeah, it's a nice way to introduce you to, what's its name?
It's called Wasted Potential.
Wasted Potential. Now, you did have the blue guitar.
Yes.
In there. You're not thinking of going to med school, are you?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. I like the rhymes that song, including med school and potential. And that song, I was thinking about this, and I hope you don't mind me mentioning your age. It's on your website. Lindsay is all of 17, and I asked her earlier, I said, is your website out of date? You sound like you're wiser and older than 17. And I give quite a lot of credit to folks that are 17, but some, I mean, what you're doing just transcends that. And as you were playing, it got me to thinking of Janice Ian, whose first big hit was when she was 15. She also had a huge hit. I don't know if you know her music, but she had a big hit at 17, and it was her and her guitar. I mean, a monster hit that both of her, Society's Child and at 17. So for folks who might be thinking, where are those people now? You're one of them. You're doing really well. Do you get out to play much, or are you starting to play out more?
Yeah, I started performing last June, and since then I found like a couple of gigs. Like I would play a little bit during the school year, but I mostly started playing gigs this summer, I'd say. Like last week I had like 3 gigs in a row, and I was like,
that's fantastic. Yeah. Are you finding yourself in restaurants or outdoors?
I honestly found myself all over the place. Like, I was playing down at the Three Rivers Arts Festival, and then I was playing at a Women Who Rock pop-up shop. Yeah, I just, like, end up playing at all these cool places. And I think
have
it's
you
so
busked
fun.
At all?
No, not technically, although when I did the pop-up shop for Women Who Rock, I was just, like, playing out on the street, and, like, people gave me tips and stuff, so I... That's like busking, I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the power of your guitar playing would attract people, and your voice too. But your guitar, especially on that song, is pretty amazing. How did you learn to play guitar?
Yeah, so I got my first guitar when I was probably like 7 or 8. And I didn't really know what I was doing, so it just kind of ended up sitting in the corner of my room for a while. And then I was going into my freshman year of high school, and I like started. I just picked it up again. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try to write some songs with this. So I started learning like just like all of my favorite songs on this guitar. It was just like simple chords like C, A minor, D, like all that stuff. And I just kept going from there, and I went to, like, I was driving. We were actually on the way to the Cheesecake Factory, and we drive past this garage sale, and they were selling this, like, guitar. And the guitar I had, the first guitar I had, it was, like, this pink, plasticky kid's guitar, and it, like, wasn't really in tune, and it was kind of just, like, not great. And so I found this wooden guitar, and... You know, it needed a little bit of work, but I was willing to work with it because it was better than what I had. And so I was playing on that for a while. And then Christmas that year, I got this blue guitar. And yeah, I basically just taught myself how to do stuff.
I was wondering about that because there are a lot of resources now to be self-taught. Did you name your guitar? It looks like it should have a name.
I feel like, okay, in my head, I've always kind of called it Jenna, but I've never really, like, officially given it that name because, okay, so my freshman year, the first song I played on this in public was at, like, a fundraiser event for our school's musical, and the song that I did was She Used to Be Mine, and it's from the musical Waitress, and the main character who sings that song, her name is Jenna, so I just thought it was, like, a little bit sentimental. So.
Yeah, very much. Where did you go to high school?
I went to Hampton High School.
Such a great environment and campus there. Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, Lindsay Libro is who you're listening to. If I'm not careful, I'll talk too much and we won't get to hear more music. I'm going to take a picture of her and put it on our Facebook page because you may really be wondering about this blue guitar. So I'll take care of that as she plays next. What would you like to do next?
Let's do my new song called Coincidence.
I'd love to hear that. Here again, Lindsay Libro.
Bye. chance, knocking on your door, running away. And maybe I'd find you by happenstance and we'd get our second chance, saving all my love for rainy day. Coincidentally, oh, coincidentally, oh, coincidentally.
Lindsay Libro, that's a great song. It showcases your voice really nicely. And like the one before it, you're a really good writer. Do you like to write? I mean, the words part of it. Do you spend a lot of time journaling or thinking about what you want to write about?
Yeah. I do keep a journal. I've kept a journal since, like, ninth grade. Although I'm a little bit behind. I haven't written in it in 5 months, but I think about it every day. I think writing for me is kind of like a coping mechanism. Like, I was talking to one of my friends about this, and we were just talking about it, and, like, he was just like, oh, yeah, like, I think writing is a coping mechanism for you. And so then I was like, you know what, I'm bored, so I'm just going to write. Because I'm too busy thinking, and I just need to do something with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it can help slow you down mm-hmm. or focus you a little bit,
yeah.
I think. You had also, I can't imagine what the pandemic was like for you. You're, and I hate to focus on this, but, I mean, what an interruption in your life. Mm-hmm. You're 14 or 15, the pandemic happens. You only get a chance to be those ages once. Mm-hmm. As you get older, like 25 isn't that different from 26 or 24, but those ages are really unique given mm-hmm. what happens in school. What was it like for you, especially as a creative person? I'm curious.
The pandemic was incredibly lonely for me personally. But I really kind of took that kind of pain and turned it into art, which is, I felt like that was the only thing I could do. And I was just like very, I felt like I was writing very introspective songs and also kind of just like, I look back, I listen to them and I'm like, oh, that was so like, that was so 15 years old of me. Like, but I think it was really necessary for me to grow as a person. I think it really helped me not only as a writer, but just as a person too. I wrote like so many songs over quarantine. Like I was like filling notebook after notebook. And a lot of those songs like haven't even seen the light of day. One of the songs that I did write over quarantine was called Boardwalk. And that was the first song that I released. So that's why it's special
well,
to me.
And the songs are all important because even if you don't release them. Mm-hmm. They're part of the process that gets you
right
to wherever you are now. And I think it's common. I know I look back on things I did 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and I don't look at them with great criticism necessarily. Sometimes I do, but it's just, I mean, if you're growing and changing as mm-hmm. a person, it's always neat to see that contrast.
Yeah.
Do you have plans for the fall?
I do. I'm going to Belmont University in Nashville.
Tell me about, I don't know Belmont, but I have a feeling if it's in Nashville
yes.
and knowing you that it must have to do with music.
Yeah. So it's a big music school down there, and I'm majoring in commercial music with an emphasis in songwriting. And I went to the campus in January to audition, and I just felt like, it sounds so cheesy, but like it felt like it could be my home. And the campus was just so gorgeous, and I just felt welcomed there.
That's really important. And I know even when I was looking for schools, some schools that I kind of thought I was going to prefer to go to did not seem like a place I would thrive or feel as comfortable going. So that's pretty exciting to move there. Is there a large student body there, or is it relatively small?
I think there's about 9,000 students, so it's not like terribly big, but it's like it's relatively big.
Well, that's going to be a great way. And when you mentioned commercial music, you mean the business of songwriting and publishing and placement of your music?
I think commercial music is more like it's their like contemporary music program,
okay,
more so.
As opposed to orchestras,
right.
Or education. Uh-huh. It's more popular music.
Right. Because that was one of the things that was really important to me when looking for a school, because I didn't wanna just do like general music or
conservatory style.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. How did you find them?
If I'm being honest, I found out about Belmont on TikTok.
That's okay. I think that's good. See, TikTok has a purpose.
Yeah, and I've seen so many creators from Belmont like having successful music careers, and like some of their music I like love so much. And yeah, I just think it's a great school.
I did put a picture of Lindsay Libro up on our Facebook page, so you can instantly see the blue guitar. We like to call the guitar Jenna, at least for today, but that name might change. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, on a great group of FM radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services. Thank you for doing that. It's so good to listen to your music. We'll talk a little bit more after the next one, but what would you like to play now?
This next song is called Two Ghosts.
Two Ghosts.
And I'd also like to give a shout out to my best friend Kiana, because she loves this song.
Kiana, this one's for you.
I hope you had fun. Doesn't dirt on me. Cutting out holes in your bedroom sheets. Do you know you ruin converse?
mind that are laughing. Two ghosts waiting for the perfect time. I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Lindsay Libro, Richard just wrote to say how much he is enjoying listening to you this morning. I should read his comment verbatim because it was so nice. What an incredible talent, a real joy. Thank you, writes Richard. And you are really fun to listen to. And it's as we're talking, you can tell you're happy, which is a good thing. And your songs are so thoughtful. Do you typically perform alone? Have you thought about whether you might want a band?
Yeah, I typically just perform alone because I think it's a little bit easier and I'm just kind of starting out. I did perform with this really awesome guitarist, Noah Myers, and he was really awesome to play with. And after that performance, I was kind of like, you know, it would be really awesome to have like a full band, because I feel like I could kind of focus more on like connecting to the audience more than rather just like having to worry about playing my guitar.
Yeah, you sound great as a solo artist, and I think your songs come through really well. And I often wonder about that. Sometimes I think a band can dilute the person who's out in front, but that doesn't always happen if you're mindful of it, to be sure. I would imagine you've got some songs online at all the usual places where one looks for music.
Yep.
I don't want to sound like an adult in your family or in your life. I would ask this question of you regardless. How do you make money as a pop musician or a commercial musician? It's probably not through sales of songs at this point. At this point, I would think sales or downloads are more to help people become acquainted with you, and then you tour or maybe sell songs for placements and works. Is that about your perspective on it?
So right now where I am, I make money from gigs and streams. So I have my music on TuneCore, and that's how I get paid through the streams. And I actually, so I got a summer job and I work at like a pool, and I was like, I wonder if I'll make more money from my pool job or from my music. And I've made double than what I've made at the pool with my music.
Wow. That's amazing. And I would imagine maybe fewer hours per se. And TuneCore, is that kind of a passive income once you set up? Do you set up music that can just be streamed?
Yeah, so it comes in like every month, like the Spotify streams. Like I'm still getting like paid from like May. Like it hasn't even hit August yet, so.
I don't know TuneCore. I'm going to have to look at them. And I'm asking you that question because you're just getting ready to do this at Belmont, and it's just fascinating the way things have changed these days. But probably, do you think CDs still matter to sell at gigs as artifacts or vinyl?
I think that personally, as like someone who enjoys music, I really like to have like physical CDs. Like especially I love like getting the signed CDs from artists, like as soon as they release like a new album or something. I love getting like a signed CD. I just think like having like a tangible piece of music is just like, it's just like, it's a little like artifact. Like it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's complete. It's done, right, as opposed to this ephemeral product that, mm-hmm, like a stream. When for your streamed music, are those recordings or are you doing live streaming or how does that work?
So I get, the streams are from like all the stuff that's on Spotify, Apple Music, all that stuff. I don't really do live streams. But I was actually talking to my friend today and I was like, you know what? I kind of want to do like a live stream, just like sing some songs for
people.
You'd
be good at it, I think. Well, you'll have to cut a lot of me out of it if anybody's going to listen to it. But we'll get you a copy of this, which would make for a nice audio stream. How do you discover new? Well, I guess most people I was going to ask how people are discovering you, but I guess, do you have to actively promote your music, or do you just hope that your existing fans will let other people know of your existence?
So, before I released Wasted Potential, I was like really trying to promote Boardwalk, which is my first song. I did like a few posts, made a couple TikToks, and I was like, listen to my song if you like, blah, 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 blah. And like that did, that like actually helped. Like it got me like 10,000 streams from
there.
Whoa,
that's fantastic.
And
it also is an indication that you're good. It's not just boosting posts.
But I also think part of the TikTok algorithm is like partial luck, because I posted a snippet of Wasted Potential before it came out. And this was like literally the day that I announced the song was releasing. It was going to release the next week. And I was sitting in first period AP Lit class. And I started getting all of these like DMs and comments, and they're like, release Daydream Lovers. And I'm just like sitting there, I'm like, what in the world is Daydream Lovers? I'd never written a song called that. And so my gut instinct was to check Twitter, because Twitter is just up to no good. And the first thing I see when I search Daydream Lovers is like a fake Taylor Swift cover art with my song in the background. And I was like, oh, okay. And that was really cool. And people soon found out like it was my song.
They probably thought it was your idea, but you didn't do it, right?
Yeah, I had nothing to do with it. Like someone just like took the audio and just made this thing. And I'm honestly, whoever that was, thank you. If you're listening, thank you. Because my song, like I released it. I was literally hoping for maybe like 1,000 streams in the first week. I hit 10K the first day. And it was such an amazing
That's
day.
Huge.
It was so crazy. And now it has like over 800,000 streams.
Whoa.
And it's like, we're so close to 1,000,000. Like, that's crazy. I think that's how a lot of people found me.
What's your handle on TikTok?
Lindsay.811.
A11.
Lindsay.811.
Yes. That's easy enough to remember. Lindsay Libro is who you're listening to. It's really great to hear about the success, and I hope it continues. How do you feel about moving to Nashville? A little bittersweet, or?
I was actually thinking about this last night. Like, I'm like genuinely terrified. Because I'm also an only child, so it's like I've never had to like live with other people or even be around that many people ever. So I'm very protective of my own space. Like my bedroom is like my zone. But I do think it's a good change. I feel like in some ways I've kind of outgrown my small town, which is a little bit sad to say, but like I think I need to grow, and I don't think I can do that here anymore.
Well, you'll be in good company there in terms of, do you know who you're, do you have a roommate?
I do.
And you know who this person
yes.
is? How interesting.
Emma.
That'll be, hi, Emma. Do you know Emma already?
Yes, we have met.
You didn't know beforehand.
No.
So my roommate was randomly assigned to me, probably like Emma, and we ended up becoming really good friends. We still talk to each other. It's funny how that works out.
Yeah.
It's exciting. When do you report down there?
I leave August 17th.
Holy heck, that's like in a week, just about. That's a lot to have happen. Lindsay Libro is here. I'm looking at your dad out there who's probably wondering, do you think he's eyeing your room for like a den or probably not?
They like to joke about that, but I've told them not to touch my room, so I'll be back.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
If they do something with it, where am I going to sleep?
We probably have time for one or two more, your choice. What would you like to do?
So I wrote this song a while ago, and I put it on YouTube. I actually put this on YouTube right before Wasted Potential came out, and then all of it, like, blew up and stuff. And so a lot of people found this song, too, called Criminal, and people really love this song, so I feel like I have to feed the criminal stands.
Here's another note. Brad Paisley went to Belmont. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Craig and Macon, Georgia, notes that Brad Paisley went to Belmont. He's listening to you and said Nashville was full of great or good singers and songwriting groups, so I think what Craig means to say is you'll be in good company when you get there.
It's always yes or no with you. I don't know where I stand. I used to feel so comfortable without holding your hand. But now it's like I'm in prison. And you're the perfect crime that I wish I never committed. You thought I was just joking, a felony. You waste my time, your apathy. You can't read my mind. Oh, honey, believe me when I say you can leave a message at the tone. Cause you're unapologetically a criminal. I can't love you when you're doing the unthinkable. I don't want you to go, cause this crime's all I know. But leave me at the door. Oh,
Lindsay Libro here this morning at the Saturday Light Brigade. Are you taking the time to publish your lyrics at your website?
I think I've published some of them, but honestly, I'm still trying to figure things out, so I don't really know what I'm
doing. It's your choice, but I would recommend it because they're great. And sometimes I think it's an enticement to get people to listen, sometimes for them to be able to read your lyrics first. It seems like you have such a positive outlook, and I don't want to burden you with too deep of a question, but
I love deep questions.
What drives that? There's a lot of people who have trouble looking at the world positively right now. First, do you have a positive outlook?
I think so.
Yeah, you seem to, and you seem very genuine. So I would be surprised if you were faking that. But why is that?
Well, I just think, you know, you kind of like, you get back what you give. And I think, you know, just putting out positivity into the world, it's not going to hurt anyone. So you might as well just be nice and kind to people.
Yeah, moods are kind of contagious, or attitudes are contagious. So if you're around people that are positive, you'll probably become more positive yourself too. I'd love to have you play another song, but is there anything you'd like to add that I didn't get a chance to ask you about? You mentioned Kiani. There might be other people. Kiana. Sorry, Kiana. I had several vowels I could choose from. I had a pretty good shot, but anybody else you would like to acknowledge, or anything else you'd like to say?
I'm just going to list off. Okay. My mom, my dad, Pepper, my dog, Brooks, Liam, Asia, Leah, Andrew. I don't want to forget people.
You got Pepper, the dog. That's very important.
All my friends, Claire. Anyone who was in Hampton High School Musical Theater. Love you guys.
Excellent. And anybody else that she missed, it's my fault. Not Lindsay's fault. It's my fault. It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, this was so fun.
Yeah, it's great. You've really been fun. I hope you'll come back maybe when you're up for Thanksgiving or the holidays. It would be great to have you play again. What would you like to finish up with?
Boardwalk, my first song.
Okay.
We've come full circle.
Full circle to Boardwalk. And you probably know this, but in case you don't, it's Lindsay, L-I-E-B-R-O. Very simple. Yeah. Lindsay Libro, here she is.
Walking down Sunset and Vine, I talk about you all the time. You just make my day better when I say your name. Hold me close till the morning's here. No place I'd rather disappear to than when I'm by your side. Cause right now you're my ride or die. I'll let you hold my hand and take me to the boardwalk. Cause there's no one else that could make my heart stop. I found you after all, but summer's only here until fall. Call me up, I'll be there in 10. Drive around these lonely streets again, but you make up my whole world. Say the word, I'll be your girl. Photo shoots on a see your smile and I'm overjoyed. Think it could replace the stars. Look at the sky and know it's ours. rises for me at the boardwalk. From the beach until dawn while we talk. I found you after all, but summer's only here until I fall into your arms again. Hold me close while I pretend it could last forever and ever and ever. All we have, then let this be our last stop. If it is real and true, one day it will come back to you. Every memory we made here at the boardwalk, I'll take them with me all the way back to my block. I found you after all, but summer's only here until
Lindsay Libro, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's a real pleasure. Look for her online, wherever you look, for great music. And I hope that we will see you back soon. Thanks for being with us today.